What's going on, Alvin?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
I already asked him that.
Thanks for having me on, man. Thanks for having me on.
That's the worst when, you know, so you already ask someone, how's it going? And then the other person asks them, how's it going? But yeah, it's going well with you. It's going well with Kyle, too. Kyle Lowry off to this incredible start, Alvin. But the minutes are quite high. Played 40 in his last game. He leads the NBA in minutes. Like, what is the right amount of minutes for him? Are you fine with him playing that number if we're talking about 82 games this year?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm old school, and I think, you know, Kyle has conditioned his body to take the minutes. You know, it was a long season. It was a last year, you know, shorter summer, but, you know, he had a lot of time off as well, getting his thumb right, not really doing too much on those legs and stuff. But I think, you know, him being a veteran guy, he knows what his body can handle, and he's the ultimate competitor. So, you know, with today's temperament, with, you know, load management, when you have someone playing 35 or 40 minutes a night, people look at it a little differently now. But, you know, I'm still all for it. Your best player's got to be out there playing, especially your leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the thing. Kyle Lowry has not only been their leader, he's arguably been their best player. He's been unbelievable. Ben and I were saying the other day, it looks like he got in a time machine and that he's gone back like 2-3 seasons. Everyone keeps expecting regression with this guy. And I know that he has been prone to hot starts, but has he explained to you at all, or do you have any understanding as to how he's been able to, despite, you know, having a bit of a, I don't want to say lackadaisical summer, but one where he did deal with a thumb injury, how he's looked so great to start this season? He's dialed in.
No, I mean, you get a lot of that, you know, when you hear when people get to a certain age, you know, they start to regress and, you know, they want a downward spiral or whatever. And I think a lot of that comes from, sure, past history. And, you know, a lot of stuff comes from, you know, people getting paid certain contracts that use the age and they use certain things against you. But, you know, in today's game where the game isn't as physical, you know, the medical approach is deeper and is much better. And the approach of, you know, just physically, the players are much better. And I think with Kyle, his body is perfect for today's game, for any game. But for now, it's just he's in a great situation, and he's a great player. Like, that's not going to go anywhere from one year to another year. Like, he was one of the best players last year on the team last year. And you had some old Kawhi Leonard. Of course, he took a step back because his role, but he was still a player that can get you 25, 20 points in a game. Look at the final game of the game in the finals, game six. So he's a player that he ended the game hot, ended the season last year hot, and this year he's doing the same thing. But I don't think it should be a surprise at all. I think this is the Kyle Lowry that we've seen. This is the Kyle Lowry that has to step up, and he has to be for the team to be successful.
Yeah, I want to stick with some of the positives because we do want to get into a couple of things that concern us about this Raptors team that we've seen so far. But I don't think Siakam has really been one of those things. In fact, we're about to find out if someone can win most improved 2 years in a row. I think that's kind of been on the table for the first little stretch. What about his progress this year has impressed you the most?
Just, you know, taking that responsibility and the narrative of him being the guy, right? And when someone comes in and they're labeled the guy now, they have different attention. They have different game planning against. And I think he's just taking it all in stride. I think his game is still aggressive. He's very versatile. He has a lot of energy. And once again, he's still getting better. So it's just him being consistent, even with this role, even taking another step forward, being the guy. Of course, once again, we talked about Kyle. Kyle is alleviating a lot of that from his play as well. But, you know, Pascal, that's the question. When a guy comes from a role from being a second guy or third guy, now is labeled the guy, how do you step up? And he's been doing a great job consistently. And that's the biggest thing that I was looking forward to seeing, and he's showing it.
No, he's been great. OG Anunoby's been great for the most part, too. We knew what kind of a defender he could be. We've seen that. Of course, we didn't see it last year because of the injury and the personal stuff. We've also seen him be a pretty good three-point shooter, so that's been there, but that's been great as well. What about the other offensive stuff that we've seen, like, in spurts, like the playmaking, the assists? He had a 5-assist game the other day. What, and the handle. The handle's the thing that we're waiting on. Where do you see that going?
I see him continue getting better. The more and more he plays, like, he didn't play a lot last year, so that was pretty much an off season. So getting back in rhythm, getting your confidence back, most importantly, right? Getting your team confidence. in you. So I think he's going to continue. I think he's another one of those guys, a versatile guy, can play multiple positions, do multiple things, play multiple positions on defense as well. He's one of those guys that's so valuable. And the more he keeps getting comfortable and he keeps growing, he's going to be that piece on that team, possibly like a Pascal Siakam was in the previous years. One of those guys that can surprise you and do multiple things as well. But he has to continue to be confident. He has to continue to grow. And then also with that, you got to stay within yourself as well. You got to stick to your strengths and let your game sometimes organically grow and not force it. But I think he's doing a great job with that balance, being that other person that can do different things on that floor.
Yeah, man. I think maybe we don't forget, but it's fun to remember that OG Anunoby had that game against LeBron James and that playoffs against the Cavs where everyone was looking at him and saying, what is the ceiling here defensively and even as a shot maker? And then the challenge, everyone looked at the Kawhi thing as, wow, he's really going to grow from this. And I think he has. If you look at his game right now, I think he's taken pieces from Kawhi Leonard. I think that having a defender of that caliber around him for an entire season is going to pay off in the long run. But ultimately, last year, he's in and out of the lineup. He's got a role that isn't extremely consistent. He was dealing with some injuries. Now he gets a healthy offseason. He had a tragedy that he had to deal with last year. This is a whole new year for OG Anunoby. And I think we're starting to see what consistent minutes, consistent roles. And, yeah, that defensive responsibility is doing for an athlete of his caliber with that kind of basketball IQ. And while he...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he's been a brilliant individual defender, but the team has had problems covering the perimeter. And I wonder what it is that you're seeing as to why the Raptors are giving up so much from deep.
I mean, it's tough when you have your offensive teams, and especially certain matchup teams that they're playing early on. You know, that's how they generate their offense. A lot of perimeter-oriented decision-making, playmaking, stuff like that. We have guards now. The perimeter thing is just really tough. It's really hard to guard it, especially when you have a switching defense. It's not much trapping. It's not much denying certain players the ball. It's a certain defensive scheme that you really just try to, you know, you bet on, and you hopefully in some fashion it works for you in the long run. But currently, right now, it's all about trying to get stops, and it's hard. It's really hard. I can't put my finger on one thing or blame one person, but it's really hard to stop an offensive team that's looking for the three-point shot, that's looking for penetration and kicks. So one of those things is individually, you have to guard your own man, and that's as simple as I can make it or have it or present it. But right now, I have no clue why they're having much trouble, you know, guarding the perimeter.
Yeah, it doesn't help, too, when you're giving up second-chance opportunities and, you know, a team's taking 17 more shots than you, which the Kings did against the Raptors. The Raps are 16th in rebound rate. Is that concerning? Do you see that as being a major issue for this team, being able to rebound?
Yeah, I mean, it always will be. And no matter what part of the game, that part, you know, I mean, defensive rebounding and limiting second opportunities is going to be critical to your team's success. And if you look back last year in the postseason, the games that the Raptors didn't perform well or the series they struggled, they didn't rebound well. It was just one of those things where they kept giving up second chances, second opportunities. And that's going to hurt you. In today's game where, you know, a three-point shot is big, the talent level is so huge. And offensively, these guys, if you give them a second or third crack at it, they're going to score, right? So it's hard for you to think you're going to win giving up second opportunities on the defensive glass.
So we saw the rotation expand a little bit against the Kings. I mean, it was 10 guys. The minutes weren't exactly massive for some of those fringy rotation guys. Any of the guys that you've seen come off the bench impressed you and look like a guy that needs more minutes and probably going to get more of a run as the season goes along?
It's so tough, man. It's so tough. And I think that's right now the Achilles heel to the Raptors, you know, their depth. And I concern myself even with road trips like this one coming up. You know, you want players to be able to step up, two or three players to step up when you're playing back-to-back games or in a road for a five-game stretch. But, you know, I like Davis. I like his aggressiveness. I like things that he's shown early on. And he's one of those guys where, like, an unknown guy, for me at least, he was an unknown guy. And I saw him in the first game against New Orleans, and mm-hmm. I thought he had energy. I thought he was one of those guys that you could bring off the bench, similar to like a Norm Powell. you know, that you can bring off the bench and you can rely on and hopefully do the right things consistently. But I was looking at Stanley Johnson, but some of these guys just haven't panned out yet. And hopefully with Nick Nurse at the helm, and, you know, you have some leadership and you have a veteran team that just come off a championship run, you buy into the team, you help the team as much as you can. But right now, the guy I look at is Davis from a standpoint where I like what he's done after the first couple games.